Flipkart's IPO wait gets longer. Rapido's $240 million ride. AI's new field force forward deployed engineer. Ola Electric to infuse 2,000 crore rupees into EV and battery subsidiaries.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast. Let's start with Flipkart, where the company's IPO timeline is stretching a little further. According to sources that Money Control spoke to, Walmart has asked Flipkart to focus on profitability before moving ahead with any IPO or fresh fundraising plans. Now, Flipkart has now been given a target to achieve EBITDA breakeven before the end of FY27. So that means the company is unlikely to move ahead with its planned IPO or even a pre-IPO financing round before hitting that milestone. So the discussions reportedly took place during Walmart CEO John Furner's recent visit to Bengaluru, his first India visit in the role. Now, this also comes shortly after PhonePe also delayed its own IPO plans, making it the second major India tech listing to slow down. But Walmart itself does not appear to be under pressure to exit. When Walmart acquired Flipkart in 2018, its market capitalization was around $300 billion. So today, that number has crossed more than $1 trillion. So there have been leadership changes around Flipkart over the years. Several Walmart executives who worked closely with Flipkart CEO Kalyan Krishnamurti, including former Walmart international leaders Judith McKenna and Catherine McClay, have exited. So even so, Flipkart continues to expand its newer segments like quick commerce through minutes while maintaining its e-commerce position. All right, staying in the consumer internet space, Rapido has raised fresh capital as mobility competition is intensifying. The Bengaluru-based startup has raised about $240 million in a primary funding round led by Prosus. The round values Rapido now at around $3 billion post-money. Now, in fact, Money Control had earlier reported that Prosus was preparing a larger investment in the company, and this latest round builds on that strategy. In fact, Money Control's scoop got confirmed today. Now, existing investors, including Westbridge and Axel, also participated. So Prosus is expected to increase its stake in Rapido to around 15%, making it one of the company's largest shareholders. If you look at the broader trend here, the funding has come at a time when mobility companies are expanding beyond just ride hailing and the competition is just getting intensified. Rapido, in fact, entered the food delivery to only while players across the market are moving into logistics and hyper-local delivery. Uber too has been increasing its India focus with CEO Dara Khosrowshahi recently on a multi-day India visit. So Rapido says the new capital will be used to scale operations, deepen market penetration and expand its broader mobility ecosystem. All right, moving to AI and enterprise tech, where a new job category is suddenly becoming one of the hottest roles in tech. It is called the forward deployed engineer. So there are engineers who sit at the intersection of coding, AI integration and customer deployment. In simple terms, they are expected to build AI systems and also help enterprises actually use them in the real world. Now, the role is gaining momentum as companies like OpenAI, Anthropic and Google push deeper into enterprise transformation work. According to staffing firms, India already has around 230 active openings for forward deployed engineers. So if you're one, you are going to get a lot of opportunities. Now, at the same time, adjacent AI deployment roles linked to agentic AI and autonomous systems have crossed 28,000 openings. The global capability centers, which account for more than half of that demand, is hiring more. So interestingly, companies still cannot agree on what to call these jobs. Some labels include AI solutions architects, autonomous systems engineers, and AI platform specialists. But the requirement is broadly the same: engineers who can code, understand AI workflows and interact directly with enterprise clients. This also signals a larger shift. If frontier AI companies begin handling enterprise deployment themselves, some traditional outsourcing work could come under pressure. And because the talent pool is still limited, these AI-focused engineering roles are already commanding salary premiums of 30 to 40% compared to regular software jobs. That's quite an interesting story. Please do read the full one on Money Control website. All right, finally, another development coming in from Ola Electric. Ola Electric is increasing investments into its EV and battery manufacturing business. The company's board has approved an infusion of 2,000 crore rupees into its subsidiaries Ola Electric Technologies and Ola Stell Technologies as of today. So out of the total amount, 1,500 crore rupees will go into Ola Electric and 500 crore rupees will be invested into Ola Stell Technologies. Now, these investments will happen through compulsorily convertible preference shares or CCPS. Now, Ola Electric said the funds are meant to support business and requirement across both subsidiaries. The move comes as EV companies continue investing in localization, manufacturing capacity, and battery supply chain. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday in the evening. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.